Thank you.
Thank you. 699.
Authorize Portland Parks and Recreation to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Portland Development Commission to fund the Charles Jordan Community Center roof repair project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance is to approve the IGA, the intergovernmental agreement with the Portland Development Commission. Mayor, thank you very much to you and your staff for making this get done quickly. The Charles Jordan Community Center is a popular venue, typically hosting 50 to 60 events per year. It's one of the few centers to offer 5-day-per-week drop-in activities, and the gym roof has been leaking for the past 2 years, creating safety concerns and impacting programming. We need to replace the roof in order to continue the excellent programming at this facility. It has the project has the added benefit of improving worker safety through installation of roof safety anchors and ladder across the roof, consistent with OSHA standards. Construction is scheduled to begin July 1st, so that's why it's an emergency ordinance with an anticipated completion date of later this fall. Introducing Kia Selly, the Parks Planning, Development, and Asset Manager.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. I'm here today to request City Council approval of an intergovernmental agreement between Portland Parks and Recreation and the Portland Development Commission for the repair of the Charles Jordan Community Center roof in the amount of $603,000. Located within the Interstate Corridor urban renewal area, the Charles Jordan Community Center is a hub of activity in our community, as Commissioner Fritz described. I would just add that on a daily basis, I have witnessed that it provides not only a place for children to play, but also a place for a lot of kids to do homework in a very safe environment. The roof over the gym has been leaking for 2 years, and this has really impacted community programming. So we conducted recently a third-party review of the roof by professional roof consultants. They recommended that we replace the roof and provided a few options, and we have now, of course, made the decision to replace the roof based upon their expertise. The design has been completed, and the project has already been bid for construction. The successful bidder is Interstate Sheet Metal, Inc., and with approval of this intergovernmental agreement, we're actually going to start work next week, as Commissioner Fritz described, and we are thankful that it's particularly dry right now and warm. It's perfect weather for roofing. Just a note, you probably already know this, but the Portland Development Commission, their board actually approved the IGA yesterday with an 8th amendment to the Interstate Urban Renewal Area to allow for investment in a public building. So this is the next step in our process. And thank you. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you, Kia. Questions? Anyone want to speak on this item?
I would expect that community members would want to know if this is going to affect any of the programming. Will the center have to be closed as part of the repairs?
The gym will need to be closed during repairs. That's correct. So for most of the summer, the gym will be closed, but it will be reopened in the fall for community programming. This is actually a kind of low season for the gym right now, so this is the perfect time both from a weather perspective and from a community programming perspective for us to do the work. So, but there will be some customer impacts.
Meanwhile, those kids can go cool off in the Dishman pool, assuming we can get them there.
Right.
Thank
that's
you.
Right.
They can actually cool off in the park adjacent to Charles Jordan, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Roll call then, please.
Bish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks to Kia and the Parks team. Aye.
Hales?
Very much so, and appreciate the Portland Development Commission being a partner to the Parks Bureau, as they should, and also that this is another example of their commitment to equity. So I appreciate Patrick Quinton's cooperative creativity. Aye.